What's up, world? It's Kane again. Thank y'all for tuning in. I just got done talking with two very inspirational young men from Atlanta. You know, they grew up in a kind of rough environment, you know, not so silver spoon-like, and they want to make something better for themselves. So shout out to them, man. That's really inspirational. I think they're about 19, 20 years old, taking off to go to the military. So God bless them. I hope their trip is a safe one. Hope it gets them where they want to go and further. Actually, I'm watching them right now take off, man. So big shout out to our military. Salute. So last night, it's a little cool outside. Went on my journey outside the airport. Got kicked out because obviously they don't allow you to just stay up in here like a hotel. So trying to find my next way where I was going to go. I ended up taking off down the road to try to get to a Greyhound station. I wouldn't say that far of a walk, but definitely with the temperature dropping and everything, you know, I said, well, I definitely don't want to be stuck outside. So I found me a little like a car shack at the airport. One thing I was trying to look for, you know, self-preservation, find you something that's warm. Figured that place had a little heater or air conditioning or both. I was right. Got in there, got it locked. That's another thing. You know, you don't want somebody coming up on your little house whenever you're trying to sleep. So got in there, locked it up, forgot to lock the window. Man, I'd have been good if I would have locked them windows. I don't think that guy would have found me. Crawled up underneath the desk, turned the heater on, put my headphones on. That was it. So anyway, some guy knocked on the window, reached in, you know, grabbed his flashlight, shined it on me. Hey, what's up, man? What you doing down there? I was like, you know, I'm on a lower bunk, trying to go to sleep. Nope, not today. Got to go somewhere else. So Atlanta's finest come over there, you know, told me I had to leave, which is cool. I understand that ain't where people need to be crawled up at sleeping, but you know, whenever you, I guess when you're down and out, you don't really think about shit like that. You just go do. Reminds me back when my house burned down, man. I had them hunger pains in my stomach. I was like, I don't ever want to feel this shit again, ever. You know, so difference is I'm a changed person, you know. Instead of doing some fucked up shit and going out there and just taking from somebody or doing something bad, you know, decided to, you know, be positive. Always have faith, you know, especially whenever you're at your lowest and things happen. You know what I'm saying? So ended up coming back. I found the Greyhound station. That was a blessing right there. Came back. I was able to get some sleep at that station for a minute, so that helped out. Let's see. Woke up, recharged, you know. Real nice people over here at TGI Fridays. Yeah, that's the restaurant. They gave me a free meal, man. They didn't have to do that. Manager, real, real nice. Let me sit up there and get something in my stomach. My phone had went out, so I'm only working off the iPad right now trying to get it. But good thing is we got a real dope podcast that was just laid down with two very inspirational young men. And, you know, hopefully we're making a difference, making a change. That's what it's all about. Just still working on the label, still working on a college enrollment. Want to get all that finished up as soon as possible. Maybe apply for some grants, see about some funding so I can get my ass up out this airport. You know what I mean? I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's a nice airport. It ain't no hotel, though. All right. Well, I'm out of here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's Kane. Make sure to go check out all the singles, all the shit that we're dropping, mixing right now. Getting ready to do some big shit, man. Thank y'all for tuning in.